QAnon is now the most prolific online conspiracy theory of the 21st century. None of their predictions came true, Q has vanished, and the storm never came. But QAnon is still alive. Since a sea of MAGA hats kicked in windows at the Capitol building, 24-hour news channels decided to momentarily take proper notice of QAnon. Predictably, most of the reporting was surface level and often overdramatic. So we're doing Q Clearance Season 2 to dig deeper into this growing global conspiracy theory after it had blown up across the world. I'm Jake Hanrahan, and I'm going to be diving further into this madness as it evolves into something truly horrific. Now that the dust of the US elections seems to have settled, many people think that because Trump is no longer the president, QAnon is over. As I said, unfortunately, that is very much not the case. There are hundreds of thousands of them still hanging on, and believe it or not, some of them still think Q's so-called plan is being followed to the T. A lot of them think Joe Biden's victory was made to happen by Trump and Q. The idea is that Q and Trump are secretly still in control. They genuinely believe that the Q team is working behind the scenes, allowing everything to happen as it is, as a means of allowing the so-called bad guys to expose their evils. Then, they still think, Trump will swoop in and take over. So, just because you're not seeing it everywhere in the media now, doesn't mean QAnon has gone away. In fact, now that it's being chased off of mainstream social media and onto the relative underground of Telegram, QAnon ideology is splitting off into several different factions, some of which are embracing New Age occultism, some of them are becoming nihilistic, and some are embracing outright neo-Nazism. In Q Clearance Season 2, we'll be documenting the evolution of QAnon without its leader. We'll also cast a light on the deeper parts of the conspiracy that you just won't see discussed in the news segment. We'll be talking about their economic Nasara utopia, QAnon in Japan, the rise of Lynn Wood, the new Q drop that's actually a B drop, Ron Watkins and his new grift with aliens, and how QAnon hysteria has completely broken families apart, in one case, possibly even violently. So join us for Q Clearance Season 2, launching June 8th on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts.